At this time, we would also like to honor two veterans of our Cannon Ball family that tragically passed away this offseason. On January 19th, longtime Tennessee bus driver Pat Bradley Strussman passed away surrounded by his family after a courageous fight against cancer. Bradley's personality was larger than life as he took pride in ensuring the safety of our team's staff and players throughout Carolina. Bradley just transported the team from city to city, practically spent every road trip loading his hat up with collectible pins and cheering on the teenagers from the stands. On March 17th, the Cannon Ballers tragically lost a member of our family when J. Earl Dillon Jr. passed away peacefully after a courageous battle against prostate cancer. Known to many as Papa Levy, Earl was a constant source of support and encouragement. He leaves behind a legacy of achievement and dedication and a love for life that will be deeply missed. He was an incredible supporter of our team and shared his multiple knowledge with members of our team at the time we first met him at the groundbreaking of entering our ballpark. In remembrance of Zachary and Earl, we ask all those in attendance for that Indianapolis baseball family and who are with us at this time to share their brief moment of silence. Thank you.
Well, we played three on the road. Might as well bring it back home for a little bit as the Kannapolis Cannonballers are back at Atrium Health Ballpark for the first time since Labor Day weekend last year. The Ballers are back in their home crowd at Atrium Health Ballpark and in the friendly confines here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, as they'll host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, for six games this week. A total of 54 innings at least of baseball, at least that's what we hope. as we will play six matchups here against the Augusta Green Jackets. Will the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody here to give you all the action on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, as well on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, as the Ballers and the Green Jackets getting set for what should be a pretty interesting series. Two very different teams. Augusta coming into the week 2-1. They finished 2-1 after a three-game set with Columbia last week at home. The Ballers coming in at 1-2, a game back in the South Division against these Green Jackets in the South Division as well. The Ballers come in 1-2 after three very hard-fought games in Charleston against the River Dogs, the affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Again, we had the call for you all weekend last weekend on the Ballers Baseball Network. Three gritty games, three tough games, and Kannapolis ended up getting one win on a Saturday night, backed by a couple of really solid performances. As for Augusta, they've had a couple of really solid wins as well coming out, and they have really shown out on the pitcher's mound. Where they've struggled has been at the plate, and we'll get into detail as the night progresses here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Augusta's offense, though, coming into today, struggling mightily. Not a lot of success on offense for these Green Jackets, so the Ballers will look to capitalize with some pitching this week as the Ballers look for a couple of wins against their South Division opponent in the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll get you a look at the starting lineups for both sides. We'll look at the visitors first. We'll give them their little source of attention for tonight's action, as the leadoff batter for the Green Jackets is the center fielder Isaiah Drake. A very highly touted guy is Drake, a fifth rounder in 2023 out of North Atlanta High School. So a local product, a guy that probably grew up a Braves fan, I would imagine, being born in Atlanta and going to high school in North Atlanta. Probably grew up a Braves fan and probably is ingrained in that baseball culture in Georgia. Isaiah Drake is the leadoff batter. Jace Grady, left fielder, bats second for Augusta. Diego Benitez, the shortstop, bats third. Drew Compton, first baseman, bats fourth. Will Verdung, the DH, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Luis Sanchez. Batting seventh, right fielder, Robert Gonzalez. Third baseman, Laker Figueroa, will take over the eighth spot for the Augusta Green Jackets. And then batting ninth is Jacob Gottman, the righty bat from Oral Roberts, who is actually quite a interesting little connection there. One Oral Roberts guy in the Augusta dugout and one in the Kannapolis dugout, as we'll now look at the Ballers starting nine today for opening day here in the Kannapolis. As you might hear a boom sound in the background, we're gonna light a cannon and shoot it off here in Kannapolis as the Ballers take the field, as Andy Sammer, owner of Temerity Baseball and owner of the Ballers, is gonna light the cannon and fire it. And there we go, we're gonna light it. And here come the Ballers as they will take the field in their home whites for the first time in 2024. Riku Nishida is going to bat first for Kannapolis. And then Albertson Asian in a right field. Caden Connor at first base bats third. Arxi Hernandez, shortstop, bats fourth. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats fifth. Luis Pineda doing the catching duty today, bats sixth. Matt Hogan in center field. There's your old Roberts connection. He is in center and will bat seventh. Edric Felix, our good buddy, as the third baseman, batting eighth. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Mikey Kane, all for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, under the leadership, of course, of our friend Patrick Leland, son of course, future, not too long from now, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, Jim Leland. His son Patrick is the manager of these Kannapolis Cannonballers, as the righty on the bump, Drew McDaniel, getting the start today for Kannapolis, making his first start of the season, is the 6-foot, 285-pound righty. He was signed as a free agent on July 31st of 2022. He calls Lafayette, Louisiana home. A pretty good spot for some food, I've heard, is Lafayette, Louisiana. Drew McDaniel makes his first appearance on the bump today here in opening day at Kannapolis' beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark. As Augusta makes their first trip here, and the Ballers will look to pick up a couple of victories. McDaniel is tossing on the bump. We'll get into some details on our good buddy Drew McDaniel in just a couple of moments. He has a four-seam fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a slider. Again, the former Ole Miss Rebel is Drew McDaniel. He gets the start today on the mound for the Ballers. Leadoff batter Isaiah Drake is about ready to go as McDaniel finishing up his warm-up pitches as home plate umpire in Dominic Romero has signaled that it is one more pitch, and then we will have baseball for you here in Kannapolis. Manager for the Augusta Green Jackets in his first season is Winston Sawyer. He's assisted by Einar Diaz, the hitting coach, Elvin Nina, pitching coach, and Connor Justice, former Los Angeles Angels infield prospect. Not too long ago was he drafted by the Angels. I don't want to say it was 2016. He is now a coach in the system for the Atlanta Braves, and he is at first base as their first base coach for tonight's opening night matchup. Isaiah Drake is dug into the batter's box, and we're about set for baseball here in Kannapolis. McDaniel takes his plate, and we are ready to go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's going to be a 6:28 first pitch. Hope you're enjoying it tonight's action. Sit back, relax, and enjoy as we got Ballers Baseball here for you on tap. First pitch up and inside for ball one. 6:28 is your first pitch time as we are underway. The second pitch grounded towards a short, played easily by Arxie Hernandez. Throw across a little errant, but a tag made by Connor. A 6-3 ground out and one down now for Jace Grady, the left fielder. So just two pitches into the game. A quick out recorded. 0-1 now is Isaiah Drake as Jace Grady will step in. Nobody on base and one down. Drew McDaniel making his first appearance, of course, of the season is the starting arm. He made 25 outings and combined 22 and 23. As in the last season, he was here basically all year. First pitch to Jace Grady in there for a called strike. It's 0-1 on the Green Jackets left fielder. In 6:28 is your first pitch time. Cloudy skies and 65 degrees as this one is hacked at a miss. Quickly now 0-2 on Jace Grady. Weather for today again, cloudy and 65 degrees. It's been pretty much a damp day all day in Kannapolis, and the rain kind of stopped about no lie, 5 o'clock or so. As McDaniel's 0-2 lifted a bit upstairs on a fastball, it's 1-2. Diego Benitez, shortstop, is awaiting on deck. We'll go ahead and get you the defensive setup as well for Kannapolis as McDaniel will go through his wind on the 1-2. Tap to first. Connor will field. It's in front of him. He sets his feet and runs to the bag in time for the out. So two outs, and Diego Benitez will bat for Augusta. Nishida, Hogan, and Asian left to right in the outfield. In the infield, left to right, Edric Felix, Arxie Hernandez, Mikey Kane, and Caden Connor. Behind the dish is our buddy Luis Pineda back for another season in a Ballers uniform. And Drew McDaniel on the mound for these Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. First pitch to the shortstop, Diego Benitez in there for a called strike. It's 0-1 on Benitez. Daniel working at a good pace, sending his glove basically at the belt, and he'll work from the wind. 0-1 on the way, hacked and a miss. Nice off-speed pitch low, and it's 0-2 on Diego Benitez. Time called at the plate, as McDaniel will have a little extra time to think about his 0-2 pitch. Diego Benitez, 6 foot, 19 years of age, in Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Signed as a free agent in the international signing pool in 2022. He corks this 0-2, high and deep left center. Nishida backtracking. It'll end up at the base of the wall. Hogan, center fielder, will field. Picks it up, has some trouble. Headed for third is Benitez. Throw comes in. It's not in time. And sliding in for a triple is Diego Benitez. So quickly now, Augusta has a two-out base runner. It's one on and two out for Drew Compton, first baseman. Well, Benitez gave that one a ride. If not for the pretty tall walls out there in a left center, might have been trouble more than it already is. As McDaniel now has a two-out base runner to deal with. He'll work from the wind as Benitez dare not steal home. First pitch, tapped to second. Mikey Kane with a routine grounder. Fields and throws to first in time for the out. And just like that, crisis averted for Drew McDaniel. on the bump as we'll send things to the bottom of the first. Ballers, Nishida, Asihan, and Connor do up when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live, live from Kannapolis for opening night 2024.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, you want to guarantee the best seats to the biggest games at the best value and access to VIP events throughout the season? Well, be sure to secure your Cannonballers 10-game mini plan today for only $120. Again, visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 and you'll grab your 10-game mini plan. Again, only $120. You get 10 games of tickets and you get to come to the biggest games at the best value. Call kcballers.com or 704-932-3267. We'll turn things over to the bottom of the first inning here in Kannapolis as the Ballers, so far so good. Drew McDaniel gives up a two-out triple, but crisis averted again. First pitch tapper from Drew Compton sends it to the bottom of the first. Riku Nishida will bat as the first batter of this season for the home side, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as we'll get things rolling here. Nishida is the first batter for Kannapolis in the home half of the inning. Again, Nishida, Asihan, and Caden Connor do up against the righty on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. The former Campbell fighting Campbell, it's Cade Cooler on the bump for Augusta. Riku Nishida will bat. Cade Cooler on the bump, 6 foot, 215-pound righty from just down the road in Waxhaw, North Carolina. He'll wind and fire first pitch just a bit inside to Riku Nishida. Count is 1-0. Nishida from Osaka, Japan, 11th round pick in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox out of Oregon. 1-0 from Cooler. Fastball a bit upstairs, but a called strike. It is 1-1. And 6 foot, 215-pound, 21-year-old from Campbell. And draft pick last year in 2023 as Nishida waves and misses. Count is 1-2 on the left fielder, Nishida. Asian, the next batter due up, is in right field today. Normally was patrolling center. Senes flips over to right as this one bounces and almost hits Nishida. He's trying to appeal to the home plate umpire in Dominic Romero and say, hit me on the heel. But Romero not buying it. Counts even at 2-2. Cooler on the bumps, working from the wind. It's a little unorthodox wind, 2-2. Swung a foul tip off the bat of Nishida. That ran well into the handle of the bat for Riku. As he had to kind of fight that one off. Count is still 2-2. And Ballers under the leadership of Pat Leland. Daniel Milley, former Kannapolis Cannonballer catcher, is now a coach in the White Sox system, is your first base coach. 2-2, grounded hard up the middle. Shortstop Benitez ranges over, though. Throw is wild, and Nishida will reach on the play. A little bit of a shaded play, but it is going to be an E6 on the throw. So Nishida will reach on the errant throw from Benitez, the shortstop, who kind of rushed it over. One on now for Kannapolis, a 2-2 count, and Albert Sinisian will bat. Albertson Asian in his fourth game as a Baller. Former player in the Red Sox organization as Nishida fakes the takeoff on the first pitch. A swing and a miss. Count is 0-1 on Asian. Again, in his first year as a White Sox prospect. He was in the Boston Red Sox organization and then was let go the week of Easter. And then the day before Easter, the White Sox pick him up. Cooler's 0-1. And he is on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Seeing crushed single-A pitching in 2023. Actually, batted .318 in 42 games with 41 hits. It was an on-base machine for the Red Sox as Nishita is going to have to dig back in at first on a pickoff attempt. You're going to see an assign to Kannapolis the day before Easter. So still learning the system, still learning what it means to be a White Sox prospect as this one bounces in the 0-2. Nishita takes off for second, but the throw is in time and Nishita's tagged out. It'll be a 2-4 caught stealing of Riku Nishita for the first out. So it is a 1-2 count of the plate, but now one down and nobody on as Nishita is caught stealing. Cade Cooler, the number 8 overall prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, known for his lively fastball. 1-2 tap foul. And we'll have another one at 1-2. Another top prospect in baseball coming out of Campbell. And we got a few of those pretty solid prospects coming out of Campbell. And as a Sean loops this one in the center, that's well hit, and it drops in front of the center fielder Drake for a base knock. A Sean tests the luck of the center fielder Drake, but he wisely retreats back to first for a single, so one on, one out. And due up is Caden Connor, first baseman. We'll take the time to set the defense here for Augusta. Left to right in the outfield, Grady, Drake, and Gonzalez. In the infield, left to right, Figueroa, Benitez, Sanchez, and Compton. And behind the dish is Godman for the righty, Cade Cooler. Cooler, a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and splitter, as this one is in there to Connor for strike one. It's an 0-1 count. Listed in the game notes, just a fastball, slider, splitter, but a curveball and a changeup are pitches as well that he can mix in. 0-1 from the righty, showing bunt is Connor. He pops this one up in foul ground. Going to be a tough play for the catcher, Godman, but a fan in the front row makes the grab. And it's an 0-2 count now to the baller's first baseman. Connor at the plate. Arcy Hernandez, shortstop, awaiting on deck if the inning will continue. Look at first for Cooler. A Sean with a good lead. He's got a little bit of speed on him. He'll take off. 0-2 this fouled off, and we'll do another one at 0-2. A Sean's got some speed. He was gunned down on his only a steal attempt down in Charleston last weekend. But he's shown the signs, especially being put in the lineup early on for Pat Leland. He wants to go out there and put guys in that'll run. 0-2, wave it a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and it'll be strike three and the second out of the day for Cade Cooler. So Connor is out, and Arcy Hernandez will bat. So first strike out of the game goes to Cade Cooler. It's the first of the day, and Arcy Hernandez will now get a turn to bat with two outs and a runner on. It's a Sean. Another check on first, not in time. Another busy night in the Carolina League, of course, as season just getting underway. Pretty wild little first weekend. All three teams. There's three teams from the north, three teams from the south, and they're either 3-0 or 0-3. As Hernandez swings and misses, it's 0-1. Carolina down east and Fredericksburg all picked up sweeps in the North Division in this first weekend of action. One in the way. Foul off by Arcee. It's 0-2. 0-3 on the wrong end of sweeps. Delmarva, Lynchburg, Salem. So the North Division is pretty cut and dry. You're either 3-0 or 0-3. A little more variance in the South Division where you're 2-1 or 1-2. 0-2, runner going, and pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, throwing a second, did they get him again? No, a Sean swipes the bag. Another good throw behind the plate by Godman, but Asian gets the steal, and it'll be his first one of the season. He's now 1-for-2 in stolen bases, so a runner in scoring position for RC Hernandez with a 1-2 count. Ballers so far this year haven't been a super active team on the base path. That's just their third stolen base of the season. It's even worse for Augusta. They have just one as the 1-2 waving a miss. Got him a changeup. Arxie Hernandez goes chasing, and that's the third out of this bottom of the first inning. So just the one hit and an error in the field for Augusta. That'll send us to a break. Top of the second we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at HRM Health Ballpark all season long for all of our amazing weekly promotions, from $2 Tuesdays to kick off the homestand, Thirsty Thursdays, and even fireworks on every Friday and Saturday home game. Yes, you heard me right. Fireworks every Friday and Saturday home game. There's something fun for all ages at a Kannapolis Cannonballers game. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today. Drew McDaniel back on the bump. His first pitch of this top of the second is waved at and missed by the DH, Will Verdung, for strike one. Will Verdung, Luis Sanchez, and Robert Gonzalez due up for the Green Jackets as McDaniel trying to mow through the order. The pitch is in there for a called strike. It is 0-2 now. A nice pitch from Drew McDaniel. Just one hit allowed by the Ballers and the Green Jackets each. One error on the board, looming large for Augusta. As the 0-2 a bit outside on a breaking ball, it's 1-2. And one error in the field for Augusta. And then Kannapolis picking up a base hit. 1-2 for McDaniel. Outside, cornering him up, got him looking cold. Strike three, first punch out of the night for Drew McDaniel. One down, nobody on base. Luis Sanchez, the second baseman, will stand in. Luis Sanchez, righty, 5'7", 165-pound 20-year-old. From Panama City, Panama, international free agent signee. And a 2022 will bat. First pitch is on the inside corner. Drew McDaniel finding the strike zone with a little ease. It is 0-1. McDaniel already pounding the strike zone tonight. And sees Green Jackets. 0-1, wave and a miss. I think he was swinging a Bodor in the batter's box of Sanchez. It is 0-2. Another fastball for McDaniel. And Drew McDaniel, fastball. And some breaking pitches as well, as this one's poked through the gap into right for a base knock. That'll roll all the way to Asian, who comes over to make the play. Throw comes in, and Sanchez can't move anywhere but first base. He'll stay there. It's a one-out single for Augusta, their second hit of the night. And due up now is Robert Gonzalez, right fielder. Four-seamer, curveball, changeup, slider for Drew McDaniel. And former Ole Miss Rebel in the SEC. Was here all last season. He was 5-8 last year with a 4.84 ERA. As the pitch delivered to Gonzalez on the inside corner, 0-1. 5-8 is his career record as a Kannapolis Cannonballer pitcher. 4.84 ERA. 25 outings, he started 17 of those. 0-1 runner dancing at first. And on the inside corner, just a bit too close for comfort. It's 1-1. Home player umpire today is Dominic Romero. Perry Swartz is your infield umpire. They'll flip-flop all week long here as assigned by the Carolina League. McDaniel will check on the runner at first. He got him dancing, and he's picked off. Sanchez got a little cute over there at the first base bag. He was dancing around, kind of doing the shimmy, and McDaniel caught him off guard, and there's the second out as it's a 1-3 pickoff at the first base bag. So two outs and a 1-1 count on Gonzalez. McDaniel will work from the wind on the 1-1. A bit on the outside corner. It's 1-2. One, two count with two outs. From the wind, McDaniel will work. Here's the pitch. Broken bat, grounded a third. Diving effort by the third baseman, Felix. Beat him in the hole. Arcy Hernandez field throws wild. Just a little bit far and over the head of Caden Connor, but it was really deep in the hole, and it'll be credited as a base hit. As now he steps off the bag, and they're going to call him out. He did turn the corner at the first base bag. Caden Connor applied the tag, and he's called out by the infield umpire, Perry Swartz. That'll send us into the bottom of the second. Connor Justice, the coach over there, the first base coach, says, what happened? And even the manager, Winston Sawyer, now is going to go get an explanation, as nobody knows what's going on the Augusta side. But certainly, Kannapolis picks up that third out, and we'll send it to a break. We'll be right back. Ballers and the Green Jackets battling. It'll be Kate Keeler back on the mound for the Green Jackets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join us this week at Atrium Health Ballpark for opening week as the Ballers continue to host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure to grab your tickets online, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267. Lifts this one into right, does Hernandez, but it's ranging over. Making the grab is Gonzalez for the out. It is one pitch, one out at F9, and now due up is Luis Pineda. Pineda and Matt Hogan to follow here. Bottom of the second, still a scoreless ball game. Augusta picking up a couple of hits. Just two on the board, one for Kannapolis. It was a C-in. As this one into Pineda is a called strike on a fastball from Cade Keeler. And he's 0-1. Keeler, a local product from Waxhaw, North Carolina, went to Cuthbertson High School. 0-1. Fouled off straight back by Pineda. It is 0-2. And two hits in that frame technically for Augusta. They did get two singles, but a pickoff and then a put out as the 0-2 tap to short. Wild throw from the shortstop Benitez, and it's yet another error on that shortstop Diego Benitez. Luis Pineda has reached base tonight for the first time. E6 in the book, second time that's happened, and it is an error for the shortstop yet again. So Pineda at first, Matt Hogan will stand in. Hogan stands in as the center fielder for these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Former Oral Roberts outfielder went to the College World Series as he check swings on this first pitch. It's fouled off. Count is 0-1. Another error on the night for Benitez, his second of the day. Oh-1 count on Hogan. Keeler's pitch, wave and a miss. Count is 0-2. Augusta now in the field. That is seven errors on the season. Again, that's three games and about one and a third innings worth. Not a lot of great defense from Augusta. They kind of struggled last week against the Columbia Fireflies as 0-2 waved that and missed for strike three. Cade Keeler has strikeout number three on his night. And now Edric Felix will bat, one on and two outs in the inning. Augusta now tied for second in the errors category. And that's seven. Down east at seven as well. Myrtle Beach actually leading the way with eight errors through three and change, as this one's in there for a called strike to Edric Felix. It's 0-1. Kannapolis actually, knock on wood, the bottom of those rankings. They're tied for next to last, tied for 11th, as Felix watched this one all the way, called strike two on a curveball. Took a changeup with a little bit of life from Cade Keeler. Felix at the plate again, back after a little bit of time here last year. He hacks at this pitch and it's fouled off. Edelin back on the seat, sends up. 0-2 still your count on Edric Felix, the 8-hole batter. 9-hole is Mikey Kane. He's awaiting on deck. Edric Felix calling Orlando, Florida home, a 14th rounder in 2023 and a Florida Gulf Coast. 0-2, wave, and a miss, a breaking ball. A nice pitch from Keeler, and that is his fourth strikeout of the day for the righty from Waxhaw. And from Campbell, the righty in the Braves organization comes highly touted, and we're starting to see why. Four punchouts through two innings of clean baseball. To the top of the third we go. 8-9-1 due up for the Green Jackets. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live on opening night 2024.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, are you and your company looking to have a blast this spring and summer? Atrium Health Ballpark is the place to be. Join the Cannonballers season ticket holder family and never miss a moment of the action. Season ticket holders get access to the best seat locations and get to enjoy a variety of exclusive member benefits. Visit kcballers.com for more information or call 704-932-3267 to come get your season tickets and join the Cannonballers season ticket family. Top of the third we go. Lekar Figueroa is the leadoff batter for the Augusta Green Jackets at third base. Jacob Godman is on deck in the hole as the leadoff batter Isaiah Drake. Against the righty Drew McDaniel. His first pitch is a curveball a bit low. It is a 1-0 count. As a checking with the infield umpire, did he go? No. It is a 1-0 count. Lekar Figueroa, the third baseman for the Green Jackets today with the bright yellow batting gloves. Pitch in there for a called strike. It is 1-1. Lekar Figueroa hailing from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. International free agent signing in 2022. 1-1. Breaking ball from McDaniel. Catches the inside corner. A nice pitch. It's 1-2. Lekar Figueroa, Jacob Godman, Isaiah Drake for the Brave affiliate, the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-2 from the line, McDaniel's pitch in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count is even 2-2. You look at the pitching matchups, actually entering the week, Augusta's got the advantage with the pitching at 2.57 as a team ERA entering today. But I think a lot of that has to do with who they played, as a 2-2 tapped in fair ground. It rolls foul, though, and we'll have another one at 2-2 on Figueroa. After three games with Columbia, they had a 2.57 ERA as a pitching staff, fourth in the league. But you flip that over and look at Kannapolis's, and they're at 3.81 after three games with the Charleston Riverdogs, who always put up a fight in the Carolina League. Figueroa at the dish against McDaniel with a 2-2 count. McDaniel, so far so good. He's been able to locate his pitches tonight. 2-2 on the way. In and out of the glove of Pineda, just a bit inside. And the count will run full. As we mentioned a little earlier, Ballers, white tops, white pants, red socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. And the tricolor caps tonight with the CB secondary logo on the bill of the cap. 3-2 from McDaniel. Fouled off straight back. Figueroa will see another full count offering. Green Jackets going with the light gray tops, light gray pants. On the tops in very dark green are the numbers. And in black across the front, it reads Augusta in kind of a blocky font. 3-2 from McDaniel. Popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Catcher Pineda looks, but it is the second baseman, Mikey Kane, to make the grab for the out. It's a P4 for the first out, and now two up Jacob Godman. Green Jackets rebranded in 2018. Once they moved to their beautiful new ballpark, SRP Park, in North Augusta, South Carolina. They went with more of a stark black and green scheme. Their black caps, black bill, with the Augusta A winged logo on the front. Pitch fouled off with a 9-0 batter, Jacob Godman. It is 0-1. Godman, another Oral Roberts product. Probably his good buddies with Matt Hogan, I would imagine. Being teammates. And ended up going to the College World Series. Pitch in there for a called strike. It is 0-2 to the catcher, Godman. Top of the order, Isaiah Drake is awaiting on deck. We talked a little bit earlier about the success that Augusta's seen on the pitching side of the ball. Well, at the plate, it's been anything but. They are last in the Carolina League in quite a few categories. McDaniel sets 0-2. Check swing. Did Goodman go around? Yes, he did. It's a strikeout for Drew. Second one of the night. Two outs. Nobody on base. First time through the order is a clean one for Drew. So back to the top, it's Isaiah Drake. Drake grounded out to the shortstop, Arxie Hernandez, his first time up. As the Green Jackets pick up three hits, their first time through the order. As a whole, though, their team has stumbled to find offense. They're last in the Carolina League in batting average, RBI, total bases, as this one's in the dirt, 1-0 count. Numbers just aren't adding up for Augusta. Batting 159 as a team entering today, last in the Carolina League by a wide margin. 1-0 pitch from Drew. This fastball's a bit upstairs, and it's now 2-0 to Isaiah Drake. Last in RBIs, total bases, walks, stolen bases, on base, slugging, and OPS. It's a lot of offensive categories to be struggling in. 2-0 from McDaniel. Waved and foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Pineda. And the count's 2-1. Chase Grady in left field awaiting on deck for the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-1 count, pitch delivered. Lifted in the air in a shallow left, trailing towards foul ground. Edric Felix under it, has in his eyes, has in his hands. Four out number three, and it's a 1-2-3 frame on the bump for Drew McDaniel. He gets a couple of pop-outs and his second punch-out of the night. Ascending things to the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless in Kannapolis. Ballers and Green Jackets battling. It'll be Mikey Kane, Riku Nishida, and Albert Senesian and due up when we come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network live from Atrium Health Ballpark. Mikey Kane will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The nine-hole batter, bottom of the third inning. First pitch, this one sharply grounded to short. Benitez will set his feet, and another errant throw, and it's going to be his third error of the night in three innings. Oh, my goodness. First time through the order, Diego Benitez has three throwing errors, and that now ties Augusta for the team lead in errors across the Carolina League. Oh, my goodness. As Mikey Kane is handed first base, essentially. So it's one out, and not one out. It's a runner on first, and Riku Nishida is going to bat. So Nishida reached on one of those three errors from Diego Benitez, who is quickly showing his liability. And Ishida pokes this one in the left for a base knock. Gets through the wickets of the left fielder, Grady. No one was able to move an extra base, so it won't go down as an error or anything of the sort. But Ishida has a single. Second hit of the night for Kannapolis. And now due up will be Albertson Asian. Just like that, two on and nobody out. So after a 1-2-3 frame from Drew McDaniel on the bump, now Kannapolis starting to put together a little bit of offensive support. It is now time called. It looks like athletic trainer for the Green Jackets and Tom Adams and the manager Winston Sawyer are going to run out to left field, as it looks like Jace Grady might have gotten eaten up a little bit by that ground ball. Not sure if it maybe stubbed his hand or jammed his finger. I know sometimes when you have a ball coming towards you and you're not exactly ready for it, you can jam your finger and it hurts quite a bit. So while Grady gets attended to, we'll get you a look. We'll take a peek at the out-of-town scores and the scores in the White Sox organization. A whole bunch of other games going on in the Carolina League. Of course, we're in the bottom of the third inning here in Kannapolis. Middle of the fourth, Fayetteville on top, 4-0 at home over Charleston. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg tied 2-2. Bottom third, Carolina trails down east 3-0. They're warming up in Delmarva between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds, and they just got started in Columbia. It is scoreless between the Fireflies and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. First pitch to Asian is in there from Cade Keeler for a 0-1 count. Keeler's got four punch-outs so far on his night, not too shabby for the righty. Comes again highly touted out of Campbell, 0-1. Fastball upstairs, it is even at 1-1. Quite a few good prospects out of Campbell lately. Zach Neto from the LA Angels. Seth Johnson, Tampa Bay Rays draft pick. And a friend of our on-field host, Trevor Will, as check on the runner at second is not in time. Thomas Harrington, another guy coming out of Campbell. Keeler's got roots a little closer than Campbell, of course, so from Waxhaw, just down the road, went to Cuthbertson High School. 1-1 on the way to a CN is a bit low. It's 2-1. The Cuthbertson Cavaliers in Southern Union County. 2-1 is your count on a CN. His first time up, he singled and stole a base. 2-1 on the way. Lifted high and foul by a CN, and it'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's 2-2. Got a great crowd on hand. Opening night 2024 on a Tuesday. Not too bad. Brand new debut of the Smokehouse out in center field. Smells like barbecue in the ballpark. Smells tasty. I'm getting kind of hungry. 2-2. This one's a bit low to a CN. Count will run full. As a CN trying to work the count, Caden Connor, first baseman, awaits on deck. Kane's at second. Riku Nishida is at first, bottom of the third, and we are scoreless in Kannapolis. Keeler will set with a look at second. 3-2. Fastball up and away for all four, and there's the first walk of the night issued by Keeler, and that'll load the bases with nobody out. Big opportunity for Kannapolis to add some runs, and they'll look to the first baseman, Caden Connor, who is leading the team early here in RBI. As Connor will get his at-bat, but not before the pitching coach and Elvin Nina will come out and talk with his righty Cade Keeler. As how do we get here? Well, Mikey Kane reached on an error, one of three on the night from Diego Benitez, the shortstop. That now puts Augusta at eight errors through three games and change. I'm not great at math. That's just under three errors a game. It's not great. So Kane reached on the error. Nishida with a line drive single, and then Asian draws the walk. So bases loaded, nobody out for the Ballers RBI leader in Caden Connor. First pitch delivered a bit outside from Keeler. It's a 1-0 count. Caden Connor drove in a lot of those runs on Saturday in the Ballers' win. He had a fielder's choice, a two RBI double, and then a sacrifice fly. Four total RBI in their victory on a Saturday for Kannapolis as he skies this 1-0 into left, high, and foul. After it is Figueroa. He'll run out of room, though. It lands in the bullpen, and count will even at 1-1. Caden Connor, 6'1", 200-pound, 23-year-old, a 19th rounder in 2023. He calls Orange, California home. Former Cal State Fullerton Titan. As Connor will dig back in, Keeler on the bump working from the stretch with the bases loaded, 1-1. This one's fouled off over my head. That one had some life. I can guarantee you my fiance Lauren would have been ducking for cover. She intentionally had a least favorite player last year. It was our friend, Bryce Willits, who would always put the ball up here in the press box. Man, it's fear for our lives. 1-2. This one is low and inside as it's 2-2. Bryce Willits, of course, a great guy, though. Never meant to hurt anybody. He's up with the Winston-Salem dash now. Not 2-2 bad. As we'll look at the White Sox out-of-town scores here real soon. 2-2 on the way from Keeler. Lifted in the left. It's a can of corn for Grady. Shades to his right a little bit. He will make the grab. Tagging from third will be Mikey Kane. Might be a tough play as tagging and throwing in from left and not in time. Making the grab is Benitez. And that is a first run of the ball game. Kane tags up and scores. Staying at second and first are Nishida and Asian respectively. So the Ballers are on the board. A sack fly from Caden Connor. It's the first out, but the Ballers lead now 1-0. And Arxie Hernandez will bat. Do excuse me. It was the third baseman who cut it off in Figueroa. If he threw home, he probably would have had a play. In all honesty, as Hernandez hacks at the first pitch he sees and misses, it's 0-1. Yeah, third baseman in Figueroa cut it off, and he might have had a play on it. Instead, Ballers lead 1-0. Despite being out hit, Arxie fouls this pitch off, and it's foul. Count is 0-2. Arxie Hernandez at the plate. Aroney Hernandez, the catcher, who is DHing tonight, awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way. Fouled off. Staying alive at the plate is Arxie. Like a scene from The Office. 0-2. At first I was afraid. No. You got to start it from the chorus. CPR scene if you've never seen The Office. Who hasn't seen The Office, though? Such a classic. Although I get looks when I say I've never seen Parks and Rec. I've been told that's also a good show. Don't have time to watch TV. I have to watch baseball. I don't have to watch baseball. I get to. 0-2, just a bit outside. Keeler's pitch is well placed, but it is outside. A 1-2 count. Oh, have to watch baseball. I get to. I enjoy it. Keeler will set on the bump with a long look at second. 1-2, a fastball that he just pulls and holds on to a little too much. It's 2-2. Arxie is 0-1 with a strikeout. It's one of four punch-outs on the day for Keeler. 2-2 on the way. Fouled off again, and Arxie just battling at the plate against Keeler. Easily now a 6 or 7 pitch at-bat. Two, swinging a foul tip into the mid, throwing a second, runners were going, and safe at second is Asian. So both Nishida and Asian will be credited with stolen bases. It's a foul tip strikeout for Arxie Hernandez, so two down in the inning, and it's another punch out in the book for Keeler, his fifth of the day, and Aroney Hernandez will bat with two outs and two runners in scoring position. So five punch outs for Keeler. McAnapolis leads 1-0. They've put together timely offense. First pitch to Aroney is lifted over my head, high and foul, 0-1. And it's dangerous times up here in the press box. Now Caden Connor and Aroney Hernandez putting foul balls up here. Nishida with one of the longest leads at third I think I've ever seen. And then Asian's at second, 0-1. This one is lined to first, off the glove of the first baseman Compton. Runner's breaking. He won't be able to get there, will Keeler. He's safe. Headed for home is Asian. A collision at the plate, and he's going to be tagged out. Nishida will score, and Asian now. And now we're going to have what could be an edges clearing little argument here as Asian and the catcher, Goodman, had words, and it wasn't pretty. As one run will score, Nishida does cross the plate. Reaching at first is Aroney Hernandez. And we'll see how that scored, if it was an error or a hit. Pat Leland and Winston Sawyer now coming out to talk with the umpires, as we'll see what the ruling is. As I think Pat Leland's trying to say, hey, he was blocking the plate. Asian was running and breaking for home plate. As Nishina will score. So it's credited as a E3 that'll allow Ronnie Hernandez to reach. So that's the fourth error of the night for Augusta already. And then Nishina scores. Asian is put out on a 3-2 play as he tried to score on the play and was unsuccessful. So that is the third out of the inning when Nishina crosses the plate. Oh my goodness, what a little inning we had here. Ballers get two runs in the frame. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 2-0 Kannapolis on top. Welcome back in here to Kannapolis, top of the fourth inning. Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets battling here in the series opener as Kannapolis and Augusta going at it. Riku Nishina scores. Again, a E3, allowing Ronnie Hernandez to reach, so it is credited as an error. Neither run from last inning is earned, so it goes not against Kay Cooler's ERA. As Drew McDaniel takes the bump again, first pitch delivered is on the inside corner to Jace Grady. And it is 0-1. Two runs, neither earned on one hit for Kannapolis. Two errors in the frame for Augusta. And technically it is one runner left on, as this one is a bit inside to Grady, even at a 1-1. That is four errors on the day for Augusta's defense. And now gives them the lead in the category in the Carolina League. This one is a bit inside, a 2-1 count on Jace Grady. Diego Benitez and Drew Compton to follow in this top of the fourth. 2-1 on the way for McDaniel. This one is given a ride into center field. Matt Hogan is trying to find the ball, comes in a few steps and makes the grab for the out. F8 in the book for Jace Grady, one out. And now two up is Diego Benitez. So Benitez will stand in. He has three errors in the field today. And he is 1-for-1 with a triple. So I guess he's reached as many total bases as errors today, as he tries to go for four more there with one swing of the bat and miss. It's 0-1. Diego Benitez, the shortstop for the Augusta Green Jackets. One on the way, another wave and a miss. It is 0-2. 0-2 count on Benitez. Drew Compton, first baseman awaiting on deck. Benitez 1-for-1, one of three hits for Augusta. This one is up and away. Count moves to 1-2. Again, great crowd on hand for opening night. Magnet schedule giveaway, post-game fireworks. And what better than Ballers baseball? 1-2 with a wave in the miss. He struck him out. Drew McDaniel has three punch outs now. Two outs in the frame and nobody on base. Drew Compton will be the batter for Augusta. First pitch from McDaniel to Compton is a bit outside. It is a 1-0 count. Compton 0-for-1, a ground out, 1-0. Fastball a bit upstairs. It is 2-0. Should clarify a post-game magnet schedule giveaway, so we're getting them to you as you leave the gates tonight. So if you got here a little later and you said, hey, where's my magnet schedule? Well, we're giving them post-game. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. Has the little punchable 30th logo, so you can punch out the 30th logo in it. As time called, it is a pitch clock violation on Drew McDaniel. So a 3-0 count. And Drew Compton will now have a pretty favorable count at 3-0. From the line, McDaniel's pitch. Fastball in and out of the glove of Pineda. It was inside anyways for ball four, so a two-out free pass. And now Augusta with a base runner. Due up is Will Verdung, the DH. McDaniel, three punch-outs tonight in 3 2/3 innings. That is his first walk tonight. It was Compton. So Verdung bats. First pitch on the way. This one is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. And McDaniel is trying to get through some innings. Augusta, not a team that is prone to run by any means. They have one stolen base on the year. Again, of course, we're early. But signs point to them not being an active team on the base path, as this one's a bit low and outside, a 2-0 count on a Verdung. And now Pineda's going to come talk with McDaniel. Luis Pineda, catcher in his second year with Kannapolis, was injured in early June with a knee injury and then never saw action again in the season. The one stolen base that Augusta has this season is Luis Sanchez, who is waiting on deck. 2-0 pitch. A little bit outside. 3-0. Sanchez, the second baseman awaiting, as Verdung 0-for-1 with a strikeout in today's action. 3-0 on the way. Upstairs, ball four. And Drew McDaniel is going to have to roll the dice a little bit more. It's another free pass issued. So 2-on and 2-out. And Luis Sanchez will stand in. Sanchez stands in. Had a single in that second inning and then was actually picked off by Drew McDaniel for getting a little too fancy on the base paths. First pitch, breaking ball inside. And McDaniel not finding a lot of success here. So that is indeed his ninth ball in a row. 1-0. How about 10 balls in a row? As it's now a 2-0 count. Count, two outs. Sanchez at the plate. Ballers need just one out. 2-0. Wave and a miss. It ends at 10 balls in a row. And it's 2-1. That'd be one of those instances when if you're like an SEC school, like a Texas A&M, when they do that chant, the ball seven, ball eight, that'd have been really loud and kind of obnoxious. 2-1 on the inside corner. Painting the corners
like a terrible, terrible handyman. 2-2 count, two outs. Top of the fourth, Ballers on top, 2-0. Pleasure to have you join us here on Valley Live, MILB.TV, kcballers.com. 2-2 count, two outs. McDaniels pitch on the way. Tap to third, playable for Felix. He'll set, and the second he goes for the out. It's the force of Verdun, so a 5-4 put out is the third out, and an FC goes in the book for Luis Sanchez. That'll send us into the bottom of the fourth. Ballers on top, 2-0, despite being out hit, and they definitely have allowed more errors. Again, four errors for Augusta tonight compared to zero. That'll send us into the bottom of the fourth. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you grab your tickets for our next homestand at HRM Health Ballpark, April 23rd through 28th, as your Cannonballers host the Charleston Riverdogs, single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. They've won three titles in a row, and we're going to defend our home turf. So grab your tickets, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today.
Luis Pineda
will step in, 1-0 count on Luis, our good buddy. As this one is a bit inside for ball one, a K to Cooler. Back of the mound as Pineda gives us one a run in a right. Hooking towards the line and a land in the fair territory. And on the warning track, headed for second is Luis. And he's in there safely standing up. A leadoff double for the catcher, Pineda. And it's one on and nobody out for Matt Hogan, the center fielder. Matt Hogan, the former Oral Roberts outfielder, will stand in with a runner on a second and nobody out in this bottom of the fourth. Cade Keeler allowing his third hit of this ball game. Pitch on the way. Hogan takes all the way for ball one. Hogan 0-for-1, a strikeout against Keeler. Pineda at second, not a speed threat. Hogan at the plate is a speed threat. Pitch on the way, this one's foul tipped. And is 1-1. Edric Felix awaiting on deck. Ballers and Green Jackets battling in opening day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1. Wave and a miss, 1-2. As Hogan went after a breaking ball that was just a little too low. Looks like Miss Casey Betty is going to make her first appearance of the season. Ballers bat taut. 1-2 from Keeler. Wave and a miss, got him with a changeup, and Keeler has his sixth punch out of the day. Matt Hogan now is 0-for-2 with a pair of punch outs, so it is one on, one out for Edric Felix. Edric Felix will bat, one on and one out. Keeler with six strikeouts
He's had himself an A as this one's fouled off. 0-1 on the Ballers' third baseman. Looks like a lefty up getting loose for Augusta down the line. Looks like Riley Frey is the lefty tossing for Augusta. No one in the way. Just a bit outside, 1-1. Mikey Kane, nine-hole batter, waiting on deck in this bottom of the fourth. 1-1. Felix goes chasing on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Ballers, two runs on three hits. Augusta, no runs on three hits. Four errors in the field. Pineda at second, 1-2. Wave and a miss. Another punch out for Cade Keeler. Seven now on his day. Edric Felix is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Negan again, seven for Cade Keeler. And Mike Gain will bat wearing number seven for the Ballers with one on and two out. Mikey Kane, a 17th rounder in 2023 and of Woodland Hills, California. First pitch from Keeler, a bit low and outside, a 1-0 count. Kane reaching on an error in the third inning. He also came around to score, one of two runs for Kannapolis in that inning. 1-0 from Cade. In and out of the glove of the catcher. Actually, looked like it hit the bat. Did it hit the bat or did it hit the glove? As Pat Leland is going to get the explanation from home plate umpire Dominic Romero. Pineda took off and went to third, as now the umpires are going to have a meeting that could have been an email instead. They'll talk a little bit and they're going to send Pineda back to second. So back to second, Pineda goes for the old walk of shame. 1-1 count on Mikey Kane with two outs. Big opportunity here for Kannapolis to pick up another run. 1-1. Tap to third, played by Figueroa. Sets and across he goes. Throw a little wild, but in time for the out. And making now three outs, as that is the end of the bottom of the fourth inning. To the fifth we go as Mikey Kane grounds out. We'll be right back after a quick break. Ballers and Green Jackets battling here at Atrium Health Ballpark on opening day. Miss Casey Benny ran to grab the baseball, not the bat. And that'll send us to the fifth. We'll be right back. It's Gonzalez, Figueroa, and Godman when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth here in Kannapolis as the Ballers and Green Jackets battle. 2-0. Ballers on top. Drew McDaniel back on the bump for his fifth inning of work. No arms warming in the bullpen. And he'll toss his first pitch to Gonzalez. Hacked and a missed. 0-1. Ballers unable to get a run. They got a leadoff double from Luis Pineda. Other than that, nothing to show on offense as Cade Keeler, 7 punch-outs through 4 innings of work. Not too bad as this one's in there. 0-2 to Robert Gonzalez. From the line, McDaniel will work. 0-2. Lifted down the left field line. Foul. And we'll do another 0-2. Gusta has not picked up a hit since the second inning here in this ballgame. We've not had an earned run yet in this game, as weird as it may be. 0-2 from the line for Drew. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Robert Gonzalez is down on strikes. Drew has his fourth strikeout of the day. Dan Alody can't do math, so I gave you the wrong number. It's 4 strikeouts for Drew. 1 out, and Lake Care Figueroa will bat for the Augusta Green Jackets. If you look at the out-of-town scores for the Chicago White Sox organization, of course, here in Kannapolis in the fifth inning as this one's tapped foul, 0-1. Bottom of the third, the Winston-Salem Dash hosting the Greensboro Grasshoppers in the battle of I-40. It is scoreless in that one. And the Charlotte Knights on the road in Jacksonville against the Jumbo Shrimp. Upstairs and inside for McDaniel, 1-1. And Jacksonville on top, 1-0 over the Knights, down in the 904, as they call it. 1-1 from Drew. Inside corner, 1-2. And then finally, the Birmingham Barons are in Rocket City playing the Trash Pandas down in Huntsville. And a little bit of a delayed start there. They're probably doing their World Series intros. The Rocket City Trash Pandas. What a name. Don't you love minor league baseball names? 1-2. You'll love a Drew McDaniel strikeout, too. He picks another one up there. Lake Air Figueroa down on strikes. It's the second out. 5 now on the night for Drew. 2 outs and Jacob Godman will bat. I mean, just look at these names. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, who have a great logo. Fantastic logo. Rocket City Trash Pandas, another fantastic logo. Just unbeatable. The raccoon blasting out of a rocket-propelled trash can as this one's in there to Godman, 0-1. I know my fiance Lauren would be clamoring for anything raccoon. She loves those stinking raccoons as this one is hacked and a missed, 0-2. She always sends me those TikToks and those Instagram reels and says, look at this cute little animal. I said, he eats trash. I prefer baseball content. 0-2 on the way. Fastball up and away, 1-2. It's always funny. I watch TikToks and I'll watch Instagram reels and I'll watch videos on Facebook or whatever. And it's mainly baseball stuff. It's mainly, you know, looking for stuff to appease my baseball knowledge as this one's tapped foul by Goodman again, 1-2. But if I ever need an animal TikTok or Instagram reel, I know how to find it. Got to see what Miss Lauren sent. One, two from Drew. Fastball up and away. 2-2. I think I gotta send Lauren more of those baseball reels and all that. I mean, there's just something so romantic about baseball. My buddy Grant says that a lot. 2-2 on the way from Drew McDaniel. Fastball just a bit outside where that one missed. It was off the plate, not by a lot. Well, that's a reason I'm up in the press box. Couldn't quite get a good visual on that one. Close pitch. 3-2 count with 2 outs. Top 5, McDaniel will wind and fire. Lifted into center field. Hogan's going to have to get on his horse and rake the running grab in center for the out of 1-2-3 frame. And Jacob Godman is the third out. McDaniel, five clean innings of work, not too shabby. Five shutout innings, and that'll send us into the bottom of the fifth. Top of the order, Riku Nishida, Albertson, the C, and Caden Connor do up. And we come back on the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join us this week, all week long at Atrium Health Ballpark. Opening week is going as the Ballers host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure to grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267. New arm on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets. It is Riley Frey. His first pitch showing bunt was Nishida. Pulled it back as it is a 1-0 count. It was in and out of the glove and a bit inside. Riley Frey takes over on the mound for Augusta. 6'1", 185-pound, 21-year-old from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. As he delivers the 1-0 on the inside corner, 1-1. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, University of Milwaukee is Riley Frey. Takes over in relief of Cade Keeler. 1-1 on the way. Is a bit outside. 2-1. Keeler's final line. 4 innings. 3 hits. 2 runs. None earned. 1 walk and 7 punchouts for the righty from Campbell. As a 2-1 is in there. Riku Nishida shows bunt again. As instead it's 2-2. Asian and Connor to follow as Nishida gets a piece of this one, just landing foul. And we'll have another one at 2-2. Nishida has reached twice today with an error and a single. Reached on the error in the first inning and then singled in the third. Frey sets on the mound, does the lefty. 2-2 will offer. This one's tapped to third. Nishida takes the run. Third baseman Figueroa fields, and across he goes for the out. Hustle play from Nishida. Instead, it's a 5-3 ground out. And one down, two up is Albertson to see it. As the cheers arise, Miss Casey Betty has successfully completed her bat dog duties for the first time in 2024. Always good to see Miss Casey. As Kannapolis, time call. Frey threw the pitch, but called time as ball got loose from the bullpen down the first baseline. Looks like an arm warming for Kannapolis. Looks like it's our buddy Bryce Collins. Albertson, a C in bats. He's walked and gotten a base hit today. First pitch was not counted. This one does, though, and it's inside for ball one. Frey's 1-0 hacked and a miss. 1-1. Asian swiped a base today, singled and walked. Put out at the plate on a weird play.
earlier in that third inning. This one's in the dirt, 2-1. Caden Connor waiting on deck as the Ballers lead 2-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets. From the line, phrase 2-1. Tapped foul hit off of the catcher's mask in Godman. And it is even at 2-2. Sian trying to reach base. Connor is on deck awaiting to face the lefty. One and fire. Sian ropes this one into right. Turning and dancing like a ballerina is Gonzalez in right, but he makes the grab for the out. He went twirling around like a tornado in right, trying to find the ball. He did find it, but it's two outs now, and Caden Connor will bat. It's Casey Betty, busy girl tonight, grabbing the Ballers bats. First pitch to Caden Connor from Riley Frey is a bit low, but called a strike. It is 0-1. And Frey, the arm on the bump, relieving a Cade Keeler. 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-2. Frey, a fastball, sinker, sweeper, and changeup. Throws a sweeping breaking ball. 0-2. This one's lined to second, but played by Sanchez, and he makes the grab for the out. L4, a 1-2-3 inning. That puts us through 5 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top, 2-0. Looks like a new arm on the way. Bryce Collins will enter as we turn things to the sixth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live from Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, Drew McDaniel put together a nice night, but it is a completed night for him. New arm is Bryce Collins. His first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 on Isaiah Drake, and Bryce Collins taking over for the Kannapolis Cannonballer. 6 foot, 200 pounds, as this one's a bit outside, a 2-0 count on the batter Isaiah Drake. Bryce Collins takes over and will work from the line. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball is a swing and miss from Drake. 2-1 on the Green Jacket center fielder. Bryce Collins, 3-pitch mix. He's so fun to watch, folks. Fastball, curveball, and a gyro ball. Yes, a gyro ball as this one's in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out. Isaiah Drake is going to have a seat. One down, and Jace Grady will bat. So Drew McDaniel's night is done. 5 innings of work. with five strikeouts. Pretty nice night for our good buddy Drew. Three hits, no runs, as Grady gives us one a ride down the left field line, hooking foul. 0-1 count on Grady. Final line for Drew McDaniel. Five innings, three hits, no runs, two walks, five punchouts. Not too bad. 0-1 from Collins. Breaking ball. Oh, my goodness. 0-2. How do you hit that? 76 miles an hour, and it is a tight spiral from that righty. 0-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle. That's through, and a greener pastures for a base knock. Jace Grady has his first hit of the series. He's on with a one-out single, one-on, one out. And third batter in the order is Diego Benitez with one on and one out in the frame. Bryce Collins, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 23 years of age. A free agent signing in 2024. Calls Valencia, California home, went to LSU. Played alongside some pretty solid names. You might have heard of Paul Skeens, of Tommy White, Dylan Cruz, Washington Nationals prospect. As this one's in there, 0-1 is your count. Talk about a loaded farm system right now. Washington, Dylan Cruz, James Wood, Robert Hassel, among many, many others. Pretty solid. 0-1 count. Check on the runner, not in time. As it is, Benitez still at the plate. Grady is on first. Bryce Collins appeared once last weekend in Charleston and looked pretty good. 0-1, breaking ball in there is 0-2. Again, fastball, curveball, gyro ball. Two innings of work, one hit and three strikeouts on Saturday in Charleston in the victory. He made 36 appearances and two starts for the Tigers. 0-2, hacking the miss to the plate. He struck him out. Two punch outs for Bryce Collins in the frame. So two down now and a runner on for Drew Compton. Bryce Collins actually drafted by the Minnesota Twins in the 2018 MLB draft as a high schooler. But then instead of signing with the Twins, decided to go to Arizona for college and then transferred later to LSU. Breaking ball, a sword at the plate from Drew Compton. 0-1 your count as he wanted to swing and then immediately held up. Collins with that breaking ball looking unhittable. 0-1 pitch. This one's grounded sharply up the middle. Arcee Hernandez makes the play at short. Gets up, sets his feet, throws to first. In time for the out. 6-3 ground out. Drew Compton is retired for the third out. Nice play at short by Arcee. That'll send us into the bottom of the sixth inning. Arcee will lead it off. And then Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda follow. We come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. It's 2-0. Kannapolis over Augusta.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark for all of our amazing weekly promotions, from $2 Tuesdays to kick off the homestand, Thirsty Thursdays, and fireworks every Friday and Saturday home game. Not a bad little slate every week going on in Kannapolis. Be sure to grab your tickets, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267. Arxie Hernandez hacks at the first pitch and misses. It is 0-1 on Arxie. It'll be Ronnie Hernandez and Luis Pineda to follow in the order for the Ballers, as Frey back on the mound. He'll check swing on that one, Will Arxie, but he holds back, and it is 1-1. And Arxie, Roney, and Luis, as a 1-1 hacked and a missed, 1-2 on Arxie Hernandez. His first two at-bats today, both strikeouts against Cade Keeler, as he taps the 1-2 to third. Going to be a tough play for Figueroa. He'll throw across his body. Aaron throw. They're going to say he did get the tag at first. And much to the dismay of all the fans, Daniel Milwey, the first base coach, not a fan of the call. Pat Leland's now coming out, and he's going to say some words to the infield umpire in Perry Swartz, as a throw was a little errant from the third baseman Figueroa. First baseman Conton made the stretch, as Pat Leland just coming over to say a piece. And now Swartz and Dominic Romero are going to come talk and figure out what the situation is. Is Arxie going to see if he'll have to run back to first? They're going to say he's out on the play. They'll stand by their word. So Ronnie Hernandez, no bat, nobody on base, and one out. So Hernandez bats. He's hit two very hard balls today, as he swings and misses at that one, 0-1. A flyout in the right, and then an error by the first baseman Compton, allowed him to reach. 0-1 inside. It is 1-1. Luis Pineda is awaiting on deck, as Hernandez lifts this one high and foul on the 1-1, 1-2. Hernandez, one of the higher touted prospects for the White Sox. Not on their top 30, but it's pretty close. 1-2. This one's skied high and foul. After it is the third baseman in Figueroa, but it'll land in foul ground in the seats and keep it at 1-2. A 1-2 count on Hernandez. Frey so far so good. Four batters faced and four sat down. 1-2 from the line, pitch on the way. Bit outside, even at 2-2. Pitch on the way from Frey, waved at a miss for strike three. They'll have to throw it to first to confirm it, so a K2-3. First punch out of the day for Riley Frey. Two outs now, and Luis Pineda will stand in. First strikeout for Frey. Eighth strikeout of the day for Augusta pitchers. First pitch to Pineda. Waved and a missed. 0-1. Augusta out hitting Kannapolis 4-3 tonight. Kannapolis leads, though, 2-0. Thanks to four errors from the Green Jackets. 0-1. In the dirt block by the catcher, and a Godman, and it's 1-1. Matt Hogan, center fielder, is awaiting on deck. He is 0-2. 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Pineda with a good approach so far. Two-one count. Here's the pitch. This one is sharply tapped foul down the third baseline. Count evens 2-2. Pineda, before getting hurt last year, and while he was with Kannapolis, 5 multi-hit games. Not too bad. 2-2 count, 2 outs from the line. Frey's pitch. Just a bit low. Count will run full. Pineda trying to get on pace for the third time today. He's reached on an error and a double. Full count offering. Pitch on the way. Tap towards short. And third baseman Figueroa Fields throws wild into the dugout. Heads up down there. And it's a E5 on the play. So there is the 5th error of the game for Augusta. That's an E5 on the throw from Figueroa. So he will advance to second. On the play will Pineda. So Matt Hogan will bat. Pineda is at second. First pitch inside corner. So that's 3 errors on the shortstop. And Benitez, and now 1 on Figueroa as catcher Godman is going to come talk with Riley Frey. That is 3 errors on Benitez, a shortstop, 1 on Compton, the first baseman, and now 1 on Figueroa at third base. A 1 on the way. Outside, 1-1. Five errors in a single game tonight for Augusta. That's quite a few. Pitch delivered on the 1-1, a bit outside. 2-1 to Matt Hogan. To give you a little reference, entering tonight, there are 7 teams that didn't even have 5 errors in their first 3 games. And Augusta's got 5 now in 5 2/3 innings. Frey's 2-1. Check swing. Did Hogan go around? No, says infield umpire Perry Swartz. 3-1 to Matt Hogan. Edric Felix awaiting. Hogan 0-2, a pair of strikeouts. Frey with a deep breath looks at second. Pitch delivered, hacked and a missed. Hogan will have a full count now. Frey sets. Payoff pitch. Inside, and it'll be ball 4 as Hogan will take the walk. Breaking for third on the play was Pineda, so he will take third on the play. And Hogan is safe on a walk. Edric Felix will bat. Runners on the corners and 2 out. Felix 0-2, a pair of strikeouts on his night. Hogan at first has speed. First pitch to Felix is inside, a 1-0 count. Now an arm up and starting to get loose down the line for Augusta. Looks like Heomar Diaz. Frey's 1-0. Tapped foul. He'll be fielded by Pat Leland. It is 1-1. Felix 0-2. A couple of swinging strikeouts. Mikey Kane awaiting on deck. Ballers on top 2-0 in the bottom of the 6th. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Felix goes chasing a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Good lead at first for Hogan. 1-2. And the dirt block by the catcher, Godman. Is now even at 2-2. Pineda's at third. Not being held, really. And at first is Matt Hogan. Frey with a long look at first. 2-2. Tap to third. Going to be a play for Figueroa. He'll have to throw across and throw in and out of the glove of the first baseman, Compton. Pineda's going to score. Headed to third is Hogan. And it's going to be another throwing error on that left side of the infield. How about six errors tonight? That's the second by the third baseman, Figueroa. The throw takes the first baseman off the bag. So Pineda scores. Hogan a third. And Edric Felix reaches on an E5. So one on and two out. Excuse me, two on, two out for Mikey Kane. It's now 3-0 ballers. Being out hit 4-3, but six errors is now time called. And Elvin Nina is going to come talk with Riley Frey. Six errors in one night. Just for reference. And to add to a little bit of oof, Augusta entered tonight with 5 errors in 3 games. They have 6 tonight. Entering tonight, only Myrtle Beach and Down East had more with 7 and 8. Augusta has now firmly cemented the lead in the league in fielding errors. 6 in 1 game is... gotta be a record as Kane swings and misses. It is 0-1. That is a lot of fielding errors. 6 in 1 game as the 0-1 is a bit low. 1-1 on Mikey Kane. 3 errors from Benitez at short. 2 from Figueroa at second. At third, I should say. And then Compton at first with one of them. Frey's 1-1. Kane fouls it off straight back. It is 1-2. Mikey Kane reaching on one of those errors and then grounding out to third base in the fourth. As the error bug has bit the left side of the infield for the Green Jackets. No pun intended. 1-2. In the dirt. Blocked by Godman. A curveball. It's even 2-2. Looks like it is Heomar Diaz getting loose for Augusta down the third baseline. Two-two count on Kane. Here's the pitch. Then Ert again blocked by Gottman. Taking off for second is Edric Felix, and he takes the bag. And it'll be a wild pitch from Frey. And Felix takes the base, so second and third now for the ballers. Hogan at third, Felix at second. Kane with a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from Frey. In there, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Mikey Kane takes a peek at strike three, and that is the conclusion of the bottom of the sixth inning. Headed to the back third of baseball in Augusta. I guess you could say you've gone around Amed Corner. But here in Kannapolis, back third of baseball we go. Ballers lead 3-0 thanks to a couple errors from Augusta. Yet again, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Still Bryce Collins on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and leading off for the Green Jackets on the top of the seventh is Will Verdun, Luis Sanchez, Robert Gonzalez to follow as the Ballers lead 3-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets. They're being out hit 4-3, doesn't matter. Ballers have put together a nice little night of timely offense as this one's inside from Collins to Verdun. It is 1-0. Verdun a strikeout and a walk in his evening against these Ballers. Collins' 1-0 is a breaking ball hacked and a missed, 1-1. As that one had some movement to it. Collins will work from the line, 1-1. Another breaking ball, this one's tapped foul. And it is 1-2. Will Verdun the third. 6'2", 200-pound, 20-year-old. Born in Jackson, Tennessee. Went to Itawamba Community College in Mississippi. 1-2, Collins' pitch. This one is laced foul. And keep it at 1-2. 13th rounder in 2023 is Will Verdun. Facing off against a free agent signee and Bryce Collins. 1-2. Breaking ball tapped towards short. Arxie Hernandez going after it, and he will just hold on to it. It's an infield single for Verdun. Bit of a tough play for all sides as third baseman Edric Felix came over to try to help. Instead, Arxie had trouble with a transfer, and now it's one on for Luis Sanchez. First pitch to Sanchez is on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Sanchez, a single and a fielder's choice on his night. 0-1 from Collins. Waving a miss. Fastball, 0-2. Robert Gonzalez, right fielder, waiting on deck. First base occupied by Will Verdun. 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about three punch outs for Bryce Collins? As that's the first out. One down, runner on, and it's Robert Gonzalez. Luis Sanchez strikes out for the first time tonight. Robert Gonzalez will step in. He struck out once. That was against Drew McDaniel. Collins' pitch waved at a miss, 0-1. Robert Gonzalez a single in the second inning, one of two hits in the frame. And that second for Augusta, they couldn't get any runs. Pitch delivered on the 0-1 outside corner, 0-2. Laker Figueroa waiting for the Green Jackets. Collins 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Pulled a string on him with a breaking ball. And it's Collins' fourth strikeout of the night. Two outs now. And Laker Figueroa will stand in. Runner on the first base. Collins again mainly works with that breaking ball. He's got a curveball and a gyro ball. Nasty stuff. First pitch breaking ball to Figueroa is a bit inside. It's 1-0. Figueroa pop out and a strikeout. He was McDaniel's final strikeout victim. 1-0. Wave and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. It looks faster at 92 than it is because he throws that looping breaking ball. Collins will set glove of the waist. 1-1. Another fastball in there called strike two. 1-2 on Liker Figueroa. 9-0 batter Jacob Godman awaiting. Collins looking to get out of the inning. 1-2. Upstairs, now even 2-2. Let's talk with that, the PA announcer Jordan Cannell tonight a little bit before the game. Was talking to him and talking about the, of course, recent trend in pitcher injuries and all that. And he said, man, you don't need velo if you mix it up enough. And I think that's what Bryce Collins kind of does here. 2-2 fouled off. Bryce Collins uses the curveball and the gyro ball. So when his fastball comes in at 92-93, it looks like 96-97. It's tough to hit. 2-2 count. Pitch delivered. In the dirt. Blocked by Pineda. Count now full. And Godman awaiting on deck for Augusta. It'll be top of the order for Kannapolis in the bottom of the seventh after we stretch and do a little singing about peanuts and Cracker Jack. Full count. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out 93 miles an hour, and Figueroa was late on it as he couldn't catch up. That's three strikeouts for Collins. How about five on his night? That'll send us into the bottom of the seventh. First, we're stretching at Atrium Health Ballpark, and we'll sing God Bless America as well. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Oh,
Top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Riku Nishida as he shows butt, pulls it back as it's ball one inside. New arm on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's Heomar Diaz, righty 6'2", 190 pounds from Bonnie, Dominican Republic. He'll offer the 1-0 to Nishida, a bit outside, 2-0. And Diaz is the third arm used tonight by the Augusta Green Jackets. It's delivered a bit low to Nishida on the 2-0, now 3-0. Diaz enters. Final line for Riley Frey. Two innings, no hits, one run. It was unearned. A walk and two strikeouts. Again, all three runs for Kannapolis tonight in a 3-0 lead are unearned. 3-0 in there to Nishida for strike one, 3-1. And Nishida, Asihan, and Caden Connor due up for the Ballers. Diaz is 3-1, up and away, ball four. Riku Nishida on with a leadoff walk. There's one on for the Ballers and nobody out. And Albertson Asihan will stand in. So Heomar Diaz, 6'2", 21 years of age, international free agent signee in 2019. By the Atlanta Braves, as this one is a bit onside to Asihan, 1-0 count. Asihan's had a busy night, a single, a walk, and a flyout. And that flyout, he certainly gave the ball a ride, 1-0. In there, called strike at 91. It's a 1-1 count. Moving outside, 2-1 to Albertson Asihan. Nishida at first with a pretty decent lead. He has no stolen bases yet on the year. He is 0-2. 2-1. Inside, almost hits Asihan, and they're going to say it does hit him. It'll be an HBP. So Nishida to second. Asihan with an HBP in the scorebook. 2-1 for Kannapolis. And nobody out for Caden Connor. So Caden Connor will bat as now Jacob Godman's going to come talk with Heomar Diaz. Got a little agreement on the signs, etc. of the strategy of the game of baseball, as another mound visit for Augusta. Get you a look at the out-of-town scores while we have a second. Middle of the seventh in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers on top 6-2. End of the fifth in Lynchburg. The Hillcats trailing 12-2 to the Fredericksburg Nationals, as this first pitch to Connor is well above the head of Godman and gets through to the backstop. A wild pitch. Nishida to third and Asihan at 2-2. Two in scoring position now for Kannapolis with a 1-0 count on Connor. Again, N5, Fredericksburg up 12-2 on the road over Lynchburg. Bottom of the eighth, Carolina trailing down east 3-1. Bottom of the fifth in Delmarva. They're tied, the Shorebirds and the Red Sox at 2-2. Then into the fourth in Columbia, the Pelicans lead 4-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. And this one's upstairs to Caden Connor. It is a 2-0 count. A couple of battles in the South Division, as Fayetteville looking like the early favorite. Already at 2-1, and they're beating Charleston 6-2. So it's outside. It is a 3-0 count. Myrtle Beach and Columbia, of course, battling the Battle of the Flying Things, the Fireflies and the Pelicans. I guess this would technically be a Battle of the Flying Things as well. The Green Jackets and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as this one's up and inside for ball four. And bases are chock full of Ballers with nobody out. Arxie Hernandez will bat in a big spot here for Kannapolis. Cool. Arcy Hernandez 0 for 3, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Bases loaded, nobody out. He has his first pitch to Arcy, is on the outside corner. It's a 0-1 count. Arcy Hernandez, 20 years of age, from Boni, Dominican Republic. Spent all of last year in the Complex League. Waves and misses the 0-1. It is now 0-2. Rony Hernandez, the DH, awaiting on deck. Palmer is looking for some more run support. He has his 0-2. Outside cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Arcy Hernandez now is 0 for 4. One down now, and Rony Hernandez will bat. Still bases loaded. Pitch deliver. This one's lifted foul over our heads. 0-1 count as Rony Hernandez got a piece of that one. Fly out, an error, and a strikeout on his night. The error, of course, allowed him to reach. 0-1. Fouls this one off. An aggressive swing from Rony, and now he's behind 0-2. Kanapolis has left runners on quite a little bit tonight. Six total runners left on in this ball game. Diaz sets in the 0-2 count. Pitch delivered. Swing to miss. Got him a fastball, and Hernandez strikes out the second at-bat in a row. Second strikeout of the night for Diaz. So two outs, still loaded, and Luis Pineda will bat. So Pineda with bases loaded, two out. First pitch up and inside, almost hits him in the head. It's a 1-0 count. Pineda's reached base a few times tonight. An error, a double, and another error. There's been six errors on the board for Augusta tonight. Breaking ball is in there on the 1-0, 1-1. And two strikeouts here for Guillermar Diaz. 1-1. This one's lifted into center field, but it's drifting towards Drake, and he'll make the grab on the run for the out, and F8, and all three runners will be left stranded on the play. Not exactly ideal, as the ballers won't get any run support in this seventh inning. They do get no hits, no errors, and they get a walk, a hit by pitch, and a walk, and then that is it. New pitcher looks like on the way for Kanapolis. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. New arm on the way for the Ballers.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thank you. New arm of the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the eighth inning. They're six outs away from victory. They'll turn things over to Nick Altermat on the mound as this first pitch is a bit upstairs. A 1-0 count to the nine-hole batter Jacob Goodman as Altermat takes over on the mound. 6 foot, 225-pound, 24-year-old, a 17th-round pick in 2022 out of Minnesota State Mankato is Nick Altermat. Pitch delivered on the 1-0 inside corner, 1-1 on Jacob Godman. Godman, Drake, and Grady do up for the Green Jackets. Altermat's 1-1. Wave and a miss, 1-2. A pitch from the righty at 94 miles an hour. Bryce Collins' final line. He does allow two hits, no runs in two innings of work, no walks, and he picks up five strikeouts in two innings. Not too shabby as Altermat has a 2-2 count now on a Godman. Altermat, fastball, cutter, changeup. 2-2. Some pin outside, count now full. Altermat tossed an inning on a Saturday night in Charleston. Went one clean inning, but nothing else. No strikeouts, walks, hits, runs, nothing. 3-2. Just a bit low for ball four. Close call, but Godman is on base for the first time tonight. That'll send the top of the order, Isaiah Drake, to the plate. Altermat takes over as the third arm used by Pat Leland in this one. Isaiah Drake steps in, first pitch. This one is grounded through and a left for a base knock. Good hit by Drake. As that one gets into greener pastures, he's got his first hit in this series. Two on now for Augusta. And nobody out for Jace Grady. So both arms on their third, both teams, I should say, on their third arm of the night. As Augusta has another one warming in the third base dugout. Jace Grady will stand in, 1-for-3, a single, and a ground out, a fly out. Altermat's pitch, inside corner, 0-1. Altermat fastball, cutter, changeup. He was a two-way player in college. Led the team in 2022 with a .378 batting average. 68 hits, 64 RBI. 0-1 to Grady. Tapped to short. Arxie Hernandez will field on a backhand. Throw across his body to first in time for the out. And the runners will advance, though. Drake to second. The third goes Godman. And Grady out on a 6-3 ground out for the first out. So two in scoring position and one down. Due up, Diego Benitez. So Benitez will bat a triple and a pair of strikeouts. And, oh, yeah, three errors in the field. He's had himself a weird night. As Altermat will disengage off the rubber. Deep breath from Altermat. Here's the first pitch to Benitez. It is on the inside corner. 0-1 count. At third is Godman, second is Drake. 0-1 count of the plate on Benitez. Here's the pitch. Tap towards the right side of the infield. Connor, first baseman, has some trouble fielding, and he won't have a throw anywhere. It'll be a base hit for Benitez. It'll score a runner. So Godman scores. To third goes Drake, and Benitez reaches on an infield single and has scored. So Augusta's on the board. It's now 3-1, top of the eighth, and Drew Compton will be the batter. Drew Compton, a pair of groundouts and a walk in his night. First pitch of it inside, a 1-0 count. as Altermat allows a run to cross here in this top of the eighth. That is a fully earned run, as of course a walk and a pair of singles. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. Altermat didn't play at all last season anywhere. He was injured. Back here with Kannapolis, just trying to gain back his strength. 2-0 outside. Runner breaks for second on the play. It is Benitez. He will take the bag. It'll be a passed ball issued to Pineda. So a passed ball sends Benitez to second. Now two in scoring position for Augusta. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at the plate. Rio count on Compton. Open base at first. Altermat can get fancy if he needs. 3-0 inside corner, 3-1. Good pitch from the righty Altermat. Seventeenth rounder again, 2022. Is Altermat. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball, 3-2. Still just the one base open. And the one out in the inning. Pitch on the way from Altermat. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. First punch out of the night for Nick Altermat. And Compton goes chasing. So two outs now. And two up is Will Verdun. So a big spot here. An open base. But I don't think Altermat has any intentions of putting him there. First pitch to Verdun. Outside corner, 0-1. Ballers on top, 3-1, being out hit 7-3. Six errors from Augusta has kind of helped him tonight. 0-1. Wave and a miss, 0-2. Good pitch from Altermat. Caught him with a changeup inside, and Verdun went chasing. Verdun struck out looking in the second, walked in the fourth, singled in the seventh. And we're in the top of the eighth. 0-2, just a bit inside. 1-2 to Verdun. One-two count with two outs. Two on for Augusta. Drake at third. Benitez at second. 1-2. Inside. Verdun will have an even 2-2 count. Luis Sanchez, second baseman, awaits. Big spot here for Nick Altermat. 2-2 count. Two outs, pitch on the way. Just a bit low. Count will run full. And a good at-bat from Verdun. He's come back from behind 0-2. And Waller's four outs away from victory. But they could use one here without allowing any more runs. 3-2. In there like swimwear. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Nick Altermat has another punch out. And he gets out of the pickle with two in scoring position. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers on top 3-1. They are three outs away from victory. But look at the bat one more time before we go for the victory. We'll be right back after a quick break of the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, you want to guarantee the best seats to the biggest games at the best value and access to VIP events throughout the season? Secure a Kannapolis Cannonballers 10-game mini plan today for only $120. Visit kcballers.com to purchase your mini plan today or call 704-932-3267. Back here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Ballers lead 3-1. They will face off against a new arm. It is L.J. McDonough. His first pitch to Matt Hogan is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. L.J. McDonough enters as the fourth arm used today by Augusta after a hitless inning of work from Heomar Diaz, as this one is in there for a called strike. It is 0-2. One inning from Heomar Diaz. No hits, no runs. Two walks, and he's got two punch-outs. Matt Hogan, the batter. Edric Felix, Mikey Kane to follow. 0-2. This one's a bit low. Count is 1-2. McDonough's got a, we'll call it interesting, delivery. A lot of limbs moving. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Lifted and down the line and left, hooking foul. It'll land in the warning track area. As L.J. McDonough, 6'4", 200-pound, 24-year-old from Lansing, Michigan, product of Florida Gulf Coast University. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2023. Bounced around a little bit in college. He was at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. As this one's a bit low, 1-2, becomes 2-2. Started his career with two seasons at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. And then went to Wichita State for 2 years. And then landed at Florida Gulf Coast. 2-2 to Hogan is ripped into center, but Drake comes in and ends up on all fours on the ground in center, but makes the grab for the out. Matt Hogan flies out in the center for the first out, and now Edric Felix, third baseman, will bat. So Edric Felix will bat. Nobody on base and one down. Two strikeouts and reaching on an error is Edric Felix. First pitch, rip and a miss, 0-1. McDonough, a two-pitch mix. Fastball and a slider. Had a lot of movement, though, of course, from the weird 6-4 delivery, as this one's a bit low and outside, 1-1. L.J. McDonough and Edric Felix, battle of the former Florida Gulf Coast guys. These guys were teammates in college. So a good at-bat this will be. 1-1 count. Edric Felix trying to reach base for the second time today. 1-1. Popped up, shallow right field. Coming in is Gonzalez. Also coming out are two of the infielders. The right fielder Gonzalez makes the grab. We'll call it an F9 and two down now. Mikey Kane will bat. Mikey Kane will stand in. Reached on an error in the third and ended up scoring. And then a 5-3 ground out in the fourth and a strikeout looking in the sixth.
And looks like an arm warming for Kannapolis in the bullpen. To see who that is. As waved off is this pitch. Mikey Kane still awaiting his first pitch. Here it is. McDonough offers a fastball up and away, 1-0. Kane with an open stance, 1-0. Inside corner for strike one, even at 1-1. Dunham with a deep breath on the mound, 1-1. Ripped pass through into left field for a base knock. Two out single for Mikey Kane. He's got his first hit of the night. The Ballers have life with a two out base hit. Back at the top of the order, it's Riku Nishida. So Riku Nishida will get another chance to bat. He has a single tonight in the third inning, a walk in the seventh. Also reached in the first on an error. McDonough's pitch. Inside corner to Nishida, a 0-1 count. Best way to describe McDonough's delivery, a lot of herky-jerky. It's just not a smooth delivery, but he gets it done. He throws strikes, 0-1. Line down the left field line, foul. Ends up as a souvenir, 0-2. And Nishida has reached three times today, three different ways. He has 5 for 5 the other day. On Saturday with a walk, he also scored on a strikeout wild pitch. On a Sunday, as he taps the 0-2 foul, we'll have another 0-2 on the way. Albertson, a Cian awaiting on deck, 0-2. Grounded up the middle, ranging over from short as Benitez. Sets, throws wide, another throwing error. Nishida reaches and headed to third is Mikey Kane. Foot race back, Nishida will touch first safely. It's another throwing error, I would assume, for the shortstop. It is indeed. So Nishida reaches on the E6, and to third goes Mikey Kane. How about 4 errors on the night for Benitez? And now Albertson Asian will bat with 2 on and 2 out. 7 errors on the night for the Augusta Green Jackets. That is cuckoo. First pitch to Asian is in there, a called strike. It is 0-1. They are at 7 errors in 7 2/3 innings. Averaging an error an inning is not good. Cian taps the 0-1 foul. It's 0-2. Again, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans entered today as the league leader with 8 errors in 3 games. Augusta's got 7 and change. Nishida with a dancing lead at first. 0-2, grounded towards short. Benitez will set, underhands to second, and he didn't commit an error. He underhands to second and gets the out. It's the force of Nishida with the 6-4 put out for the third out. FC in the book for Albertson Asian. So the Ballers get some base runners and another error on the board for Augusta, but no more offense to be had. So we'll turn things over. New pitcher on the way for Kannapolis. We'll be right back after a break on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, are you and your company looking to have a blast this spring and summer? Atrium Health Ballpark is the place to be. Join the Cannonballers season ticket holder family and never miss a moment of the action. Season ticket holders get access to the best seat locations and get to enjoy a variety of exclusive member benefits. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for more information. Well, on to close it out for the top of the ninth inning is Garrett Wright, the new arm for Kannapolis, 6'2", 220-pound, 22-year-old, a 20th round selection in 2023. And he'll have a 6'7", 8 in the lineup to face for Augusta, Luis Sanchez, Robert Gonzalez, and Laker Figueroa, as this one's been outside a 1-0 count on Luis Sanchez. Sanchez a single in the second, a fielder's choice in the fourth, and a strikeout in the seventh as Wright is on to try to close this one out. Pitch delivered is in there on the 1-0 for a called strike, 1-1. Good work from Garrett Wright. Garrett Wright with the mustache of all mustaches on the mound as this one is a bit low and outside, a 2-1 count. Wright, former TCU Horned Frog, picked in the 20th round last year. Took home second team all Big 12 honors in 2022 as a 2-1 hack and a miss. Count even at 2-2. Wright pitched a clean inning on Saturday, one inning with one strikeout. As 2-2 time called on Luis Sanchez. Two on the way. Wave and a miss, and they're going to say it is a strikeout. Looks like it never hit the bat. It just hit the turf, and that's a strikeout for Garrett Wright. So there is one down, two to go for a Ballers victory. Robert Gonzalez will bat here against Garrett Wright, the righty. First pitch to Gonzalez, fouled off. It's 0-1. Wright, a fastball, slider, and curveball. I don't know what's curvier, his curveball or his mustache handles. Looks like rolly fingers out there. 0-1. Tapped up the middle. The shortstop, Hernandez, will field throw to first in time for the out. A little high, but it was an error high. It was a 6-3 ground out. Two outs are had. The Ballers have one to go. And then the Green Jackets are down to their final out. Laker Figueroa will bat. 0-3 on his day. Here's the pinch from Wright. Big swing and a miss. First pitch, 0-1. Wright going for his first save on the year. Excuse me, it would be his second. It would be save number two, 0-1. Big wave and a miss. And the Green Jackets down to their final strike as Garrett Wright's looking for his second save of the season in as many opportunities. Figueroa pop out and a pair of strikeouts. Wright will come set, 0-2 pitch. Just a bit low and outside, and we'll do one at 1-2. Opening night, 2024.
Garrett Wright looking for the win. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight. Kannapolis takes it 3-1. Garrett Wright picks up two strikeouts and a second save of his season so far. Kannapolis puts three runs on the board despite being out hit. And Augusta with seven errors on the scoreboard. Not too pretty of a baseball game indeed, but the Ballers get the job done and they take the victory over these Augusta Green Jackets. So we're going to recap it for the postgame show in the ballpark. We're not going to have a postgame show here on the radio. We're going to have one in the ballpark, College Game Day style, with myself and Trevor Will after fireworks. I'll do a quick little recap here for you, though. Garrett Wright picks up the save. It is his second one of the season. We get finished at 8:57. We'll have a time for you and all that here in just a moment. As the Ballers finish up tonight, they win it by a total of 3-1. First pitch was 6:28. Finished up at 8:56, so 2 hours and some change. 2:29 is your game time after a little bit of a delay. Again, Ballers, three runs on four hits. We'll tell you exactly how it happened. Caden Connor, a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the third, and then Ronnie Hernandez, one of seven fielding errors, put him on base, and Enrique Nishida ended up scoring. Edric Felix reached on a fielding error in the bottom of the sixth, and that scored Luis Pineda. And then the only run of the night for the Green Jackets is Diego Benitez had an RBI single off the middle and ended up scoring it. Jacob Godman. How about the night for the pitching staff? Drew McDaniel, five shutout innings, five strikeouts. Bryce Collins, two innings of a shutout baseball. No walks, five strikeouts. What a night from Bryce Collins. Nick Altermat, one inning, one run, two hits, and a walk and two punchouts. Garrett Wright comes in and gets the save. He is now a 2-for-2 in the category as he hits two strikeouts along the way. Drew McDaniel picks up the win. He's now 1-0. Cade Keeler is the losing pitcher. He is 0-1. Again, Ballers, three runs, four hits, no errors. Augusta, one run, seven hits, seven errors. That's a lot of errors, folks. As entering tonight, there was a team in the Carolina League, Myrtle Beach, had eight errors in three games. Well, Augusta almost matched that in nine innings, so that was not too pretty a showing, but the Kannapolis Cannonballers will gladly take it as they take the victory tonight in the series opener over the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Dan Elodi saying thanks as always for tuning in. Tomorrow, Jake Peppers gets the start for an early one, 11 a.m. first pitch. So make yourself some breakfast, grab some coffee, grab some donuts, some snacks, whatever you want, and enjoy some morning time baseball with us here for Education Day, 11 a.m. first pitch, as again, Jake Peppers gets the start against Davis Polo, the righty for the Augusta Green Jackets. My name is Dan Halodi, and thanks for tuning in as always, and I'll leave you as I always do before I gotta run down and do a post-game show with Trevor Wilt here on the concourse. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score is Kannapolis 3 and Augusta 1. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And have a great one, everyone. Ballers take the victory tonight.